My name is Josie Briggs. I'm editor-in-chief of the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology. And each month we choose exceptional papers to talk about to illustrate some of the exciting work we're publishing. In this podcast, I want to tell you about two papers that the editorial team thought were truly exceptional. One deals with the well-known paradox of dyslipidemia in kidney disease. And the other deals with one of the injury processes that appears to be happening in the slit diaphragm of the podocyte. Our listeners, I think, are familiar both with the fact that cardiovascular disease is a big problem in the kidney patient, poorly understood, and the podocyte is, for most of us people who love the kidney, one of our favorite cells and a really important target for injury. Okay. To start with the first, this paper is by Dr. Shrestha and co-workers, and it deals with the fact that elevated levels of LDL cholesterol are, of course, one of the established risk factors for cardiovascular disease, and that includes chronic kidney disease patients. But there's a funny paradox, which is that statins do not consistently benefit our patients. So there's been a fair amount of research over the years in trying to understand why dyslipidemia in kidney disease is less susceptible to statin protection. And one of the things that happens with chronic kidney disease is hyper elongation of the heparan sulfate proteoglycan side chains in the liver. And this prolongation increases the surface area where these liver proteins can interact with PCSK9, an important molecule in lipid biology. These changes associate with elevated LDL levels without being a direct effect on LDL receptor expression. In this study, which the editorial team thought was quite exciting, using rat models, the authors provide evidence that this glycan elongation results in a potential interaction that could be targeted for drug therapy for CKD patients. The heparin-related glycomimetics can interrupt the binding of HSPGs with PCSK9 and are a new and interesting way to potentially help with this common complication of chronic kidney disease. So a novel drug target. I think those of people who are interested in this problem will find this paper quite exciting. And the second novel study is that I want to talk to you about addresses the biology of our favorite cell, the podocyte. As our listeners know, interdigitating podocytes form the renal blood filter through a modified adherence junction. These cell processes are elaborate and tightly linked through this extracellular domain called the slit diaphragm. What this study shows, and by the way, we've highlighted this study on the cover of JASN this month, is that ADAM10 is a molecule that's highly abundant at the podocyte foot processes, may be an important player in antibody-mediated injury. On our cover, a schematic drawing illustrating this. This protein cleaves cell adhesion molecules at the slit diaphragm, activating Wnt and beta-catenin signaling and potentially playing a key mechanism for podocyte loss. The authors propose that ADAM10-mediated ectodomain shedding of cadherin is a driver for podocyte injury. So I hope you'll take a look at this paper and see this exciting new model for the podocyte damage in disease. Thank you for your attention. I hope you find these papers of interest and continue to find things in JSON each month that help you with your work and building understanding of the kidney. Thank you.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.